The Theater School at DePaul University presents Augusta and Noble by Carlos Murillo. Director, Lisa Portes. Vocal coach, Michelle Lopez-Rios. Scenic designer, Alyssa Moan. Costume designer, Tia Nicole Louis. Lighting designer, Matthias Lang McPherson. Sound designer, Alyssa Kerr. Dramaturg, Hannah Greenspan. Stage manager, Jonathan S. Campbell. This production of Augusta and Noble runs between October 5th to November 11th, 2017. Produced by special arrangement with the Dramatic Publishing Company of Woodstock, Illinois, this play was commissioned by Adventure Stage Company. The cast of Augusta and Noble: El Coyote, Juan Pablo Casio, La Mujer Azul, Maria Teresa Mathias, Gabby Castillo, Mariana Castro, Raimundo Castillo, Thalys Karatsoulis Chanikian, Dolores Castillo, Claudia Caseda, Jesus Castillo, Dre Marquise, Ricardo Wojciechowski, Gregory Fields. Place and time, Chicago, 2014. Theatrical fog and haze are used in this production. The play will be performed without intermission. Director's note. Many of us have a story within us of leaving home and making a new life in a new place, a new world. While our stories may not be exactly like Gabby's or the Castillo family's, as Ms. Chan says, we all have this incredible history inside of us. During the first rehearsal of Augusta and Noble, members of the cast, crew, and production team shared our family histories. Did your family immigrate to the United States? When? How? Ultimately, it came down to how this history makes us who we are today. Each of us as individuals have completely unique and special stories of how our families came to be here. Knowing this story helps us know who we are. Think of your own history. Did you immigrate to the United States? Or perhaps your parents did, or your grandparents, even farther back in your family tree? Immigrating to another country requires a huge and challenging step. The journey can be frightening and fraught with obstacles, some of them dangerous. During times of struggle, our families can be the rock that we hold on to. While growing up requires that we each make challenging journeys on our own, our families and even perhaps the spirits of our ancestors can hold us up through the darkest times. All of us have a story to share about our home and the struggles our family has been through. We are excited to share this story of strength, challenge, unity, and defying all odds with you. Lisa Portes, director. Melanie Capons, MFA assistant director. Dramaturgy note. On September 5th, 2017, our country was pulled in different directions when our current administration announced the phasing out of the program Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. About 800,000 people and their families are now at risk and concerned for their future if DACA is terminated. By the time you are reading this, the circumstances might be different because we live in a time where policies are changing rapidly and unexpectedly. DACA is a program introduced by President Barack Obama in 2017 that protects undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children from deportation. The children who benefit from this program are called Dreamers. Since the program began 5 years ago, about 800,000 people's lives have been transformed. Many Dreamers have expressed that they are much more than a statistic. They're people who you interact with on a daily basis. They are your friends, your neighbors, and peers, and they all have a story to tell. DACA provides Dreamers the ability to apply for a renewable 2-year visa, which permits them to work legally in the United States. Applicants must be in school, have high school diploma, or be a military veteran. In Augusta and Noble, Gabby dreams about her family's history, something that has been hidden from her. Through her dreams, she discovers how her parents came to live in Chicago and the sacrifices they made in order for her and Jesus to have a better life filled with possibility and optimism. Gabby doesn't just dream about her past. She's a dreamer who has aspirations about her future, like studying, going to college, and getting a good job. Like many dreamers, Gabby has her roots planted in the United States. Her home is at the corner of Augusta, Noble, and Westtown. If DACA were to cease, dreamers would be forced to live in a country they do not know because they have never lived there. The United States is the only place they've ever called home. Deporting these young people and sending them to a place they've never known is not just a repercussion for dreamers, it's also just one for the United States. According to CNBC, without DACA,
the United States would lose thousands of doctors, lawyers, and students,
resulting in a cost of about $400 billion and about 650,000 jobs. Looking ahead at the unforeseeable future, Congress has until March 5, 2018 to pass the DREAM Act, a law aimed to provide the Dreamers permanent residency and security in the United States, or come up with alternative legislation that keeps these young people out of limbo. The question is, will the Dreamers' dreams become a reality? Hannah Greenspan, BFA4, Dramaturgy and Criticism.